Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back. All right, all you positive heads, welcome back to another episode. So happy to be with you guys. To connect, share, grow, learn, explore, yet again, such a pleasure, such an honor. I have a wonderful poem that I'd like to open up today's episode with that was shared by the lovely Lex, who helps with some of the stuff, social media stuff, posting and whatnot, and she actually shared this, and it was something that she had heard at Burning Man during the Dr. Bronner's transformation event, which is pretty cool. I didn't go this year, but you know, I've been seven years in the past. And basically where a bunch of people get in, like a car wash and they wash you. So if you guys are familiar with Dr. Bronner soap, so it's like a car wash, but with naked people, and everyone gets, you know, washed, and pretty cool, pretty popular spot on the playa, especially how dusty it is out there. And she basically had said that this is a poem that was read while they were in the car wash, read out loud, and how moving and touching it was to her. And so she sent it to me, which I really appreciate and checked out. And I agreed. It's extremely touching. I love the perspective that it shares. And so I wanted to read it to you guys today and talk about it a little bit, then share a little video clip. This poem is called Being Human, and it's by Naima, wrote, is the author of the poem, and it goes like this. I wonder if the sun debates dawn, some mornings not wanting to rise out of bed from under the down feather horizon. If the sky grows tired of being everywhere at once, adapting to the mood, swings of the weather. If clouds drift off trying to hold themselves together, make deals with gravity to loiter a little longer. I wonder if rain is scared of falling, if it has trouble letting go. If snowflakes get sick of being perfect all the time, each one trying to be one of a kind. I wonder if stars wish upon themselves before they die, if they need to teach their young how to shine. I wonder if shadows long to just for once feel the sun, if they get lost in the shuffle, not knowing where they're from. I wonder if sunrise and sunset respect each other, even though they've never met. If volcanoes get stressed, if storms have regrets, if compost believes in life after death. I wonder if breath ever thinks of suicide, if the wind just wants to sit still sometimes and watch the world pass by. If smoke was born knowing how to rise, if rainbows get shy backstage, not sure if their colors match right. I wonder if lightning sets an alarm clock to know when to crack, if rivers ever stop and think of turning back. If streams meet the wrong sea and their whole lives run off track, I wonder if the snow wants to be black. If the soil thinks she's too dark. If butterflies want to cover up their marks. If rocks are self-conscious of their weight. If mountains are insecure of their strength. I wonder if waves get discouraged crawling up the sand only to be pulled back again to where they began. If land feels stepped upon. If sand feels insignificant. If trees need to question their lovers to know where they stand. If branches waver at the crossroads, unsure of which way to grow. If the leaves understand they're replaceable and still dance when the winds blow, when the wind blows. I wonder where the moon goes when she is in hiding. I want to hide her there and watch the ocean spin from a distance. Listen to her stir in her sleep. Effort give way to existence. Ah, such a lovely poem. So grateful that Lex shared this with me and I in turn with you guys. Isn't this such a beautiful perspective when you hold in contrast humans and all our overthinking and overanalyzing, second guessing ourselves? What should we do next? Am I right? Am I too fat? Am I too thin? Did I, you know, sound stupid saying that? Did I, you know, do the right thing? We're constantly in our heads in second guessing ourselves. And when you look at nature, you know, it holds it in such stark contrast to us, how sort of unnatural we are in a sense. We're the, you know, the prodigal son that's left our natural ways in non-questioning and just flowing with what is, with no judgment, no need to, you know, for anyone or anything, including ourselves, to be anything other than what we are. And in a sense, we're the prodigal son, I would say, that's left nature and become unnatural in a sense. You know, it's like we bit from the apple, right? Adam and Eve. And so now we're learning what we've done. And there's some gifts in the journey that we've been on into this deeper awareness of ourselves. But one of the things that I feel needs to fall away in that process is all the second guessing of ourselves, all this judging. It's just, we are a part of nature, is the truth. We can think we're separate, but we're not. And if we will learn from the trees and the snowflakes and the, you know, the sun and all these other parts of nature that aren't ever really questioning themselves, questioning their existence. And is there a life that animates those entities, the sun, the flowers, the trees? I believe so. And is it second guessing itself? No, it's just being. It's just being. And the appropriate title of this, Being Human. This is how we'll become more human, by becoming more like these other facets of nature that are reflections, you know, divine reflections. And they're here as teachers for us. So what a beautiful, beautiful poem. So grateful once again to have it shared. And what I'd like to do now is play a little clip. This one, you know, I was looking for something that was in line with the message of this poem and not second guessing ourselves. And when I was looking around, I found something from Abraham Hicks called Stop Second Guessing Yourself. And I'm sorry, it's called Just Second Guessing Yourself. I found it on the Z Mahoon YouTube page. And yeah, it definitely touches on the subtle nuances of looking at things that come up, right? Because we're so in our heads. So we have these thoughts that come up. And how do we know which thoughts to follow and which ones to let go? And well, that's what she goes into in this little clip. So let's take a listen.
And are you refreshed?
Yes.
Good. Now what?
This is my first Abraham seminar. I want it all. I don't want it all at once, but I do want it all. And I was just wondering if you could help me navigate what my path of least resistance is.
Well, that's a big question, because there are lots of different topics. In some subjects of your world, of your life, there's so little resistance that your path unfolds easily. And often, with you and with everyone else, that the subjects that matter the most to you, you've managed to put more resistance on your path. So your question is sort of like, if you were to get into your vehicle, and you're going to go all the way from West Coast to East Coast, and you're going to see as much country as you can in the process. And so you set your navigational system for all your waypoints and where you want to be. You would not ask anyone, can you tell me, I just have a little bit of time, but tell me what my path of least resistance is from West Coast to East Coast. Because, first of all, you couldn't hold it all in your mind at once. Esther used to say to Jerry, now tell me what I'm going to do. And he said, I'll just give it to you one turn at a time. Because that's about all you're going to remember. Left, right, over, under. And after you've made about two turns, you can't remember the next one. So don't try to figure out what your path of least resistance is. It's just the next step. Two things are important. One, to clearly define what it is you want. And life has been doing that for you. So that's already done. So your requests are already in place. So now the answer to your question is, you must get yourself as ready as you can to hear or receive the impulses. And when you hear one or receive one, follow it. You are a master at second-guessing yourself because you want to get it right the first crack out of the box every time. And we want you to all just lighten up and be more flexible and just follow your impulses and have more fun. Because you do not need, you think you do, but you do not need, you do not need, you think you do, but you do not need, you do not need, you do not want, you think you do, but you do not want, you do not want. We're just going to stay here till we have your undivided attention. You do not want a direct path to anywhere. You think you do, but you don't want the fastest route. You want the most satisfying one. The path of least resistance is the path that is the most fun, that yields the most to you, that feels the best while you're there, you see. And so you just have to feel your way along. It's like if friends ask you to go with them somewhere and your immediate response is, doesn't seem like a good idea, don't go. Don't try to talk yourself into it. And the happier you get, the easier those ideas will flow to you as you move along.
So with my acting career, I've wanted this since I was a little girl. So just...
And how's it going?
I just filmed a commercial.
Yeah?
My first one.
So it's going good? Yes.
But of course I want more, because when I'm there, it's just, it feels so great.
So which of those two comments to you, because this is your guidance system and this is how you know what your path of least resistance is. So you just made two strong statements to us. You said, I've wanted this since I was a little girl. Feel how that feels. And then you said, I just filmed my first commercial. You tell us, when she says, I've wanted this since I was a little girl, how did that feel? A little hard. It felt like yearning. It felt like really trying. It felt like defending and justifying and trying to explain to somebody, it's time for you to give it up for me because I've paid the price. That's not an open and flowing energy. It didn't feel good. There's blockage in that. Mm-hmm. Blockage is too strong a word, but resistance in that. So that's not a pure vibration. But when you said, I just filmed my first commercial, did you feel how open and flowing that was? And did you feel how good it felt to acknowledge that, to notice that? So you tell us, of those two statements that you just made, which one was the path of least resistance?
The second one.
That's how you know.
Yeah.
That's how you know. You just make statements and see how they feel. Don't make them all at once, because then you can't tell which one you're responding to. Just hold a sentiment about something. Even talk to somebody about it. Have you ever had some gripe or peeve that you were fixated on and you decide that you're going to share it with others? And can you feel how dark it goes quickly as they all sort of, they get it and they, I don't blame you, and they've lived that too. And by the time you're finished with lunch, you just want to die. So the path of least resistance is the path that feels the easiest. And it's from where you are. You don't need to know the whole path. You don't need to know the whole story. You just need to know what's the best step from here. So if you're just sitting in a room by yourself, the best step from here is a thought that feels good. That's all, which will lead to another, which will lead to another, which will lead to another, till pretty soon you're just so steady in step three. You're just tuned in, tapped in, turned on, and now you've practiced it so much, and now many thoughts are coming, and you'll find yourself on this frequency where it feels like every choice you make is just the right one. And the stories you'll be telling people is, if I hadn't been over there, this wouldn't have happened, but I was there, and then that happened, which led to that. And if I hadn't been over there, then that wouldn't have happened, but I was over there, and then that happened, 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 and then that happened. It just keeps happening because your inner being knows what the best path is. But hear this, not the best path forever and ever. Not even the best path on this one subject. The most likely path that you're going to be able to find and follow. Oh. It's your path. So your inner being is leading you on your path of least resistance. It's always the one that feels the best.
Okay.
Clear enough?
I think.
You have some examples that you would like to give us of exactly how this commercial unfolded? Tell us that story.
I went in and I didn't know really what tailgating was. And so they were all laughing because I acted as if I was at the game. And then when I was at the commercial, the guy, the creative director, said to me, I remember watching your tape and saying, we need this girl.
So are you saying something that someone was teasing you about? Do you think that you would have chosen to be teased? Or was it something that happened?
It's just because what you were saying, I was having fun, I was in the moment, I was just going with the flow and enjoying it and not thinking about it.
You weren't trying to make anything happen.
No.
You weren't trying to see the big picture. You weren't trying to impress the director.
Right.
You weren't trying to impress anybody. You were just having the feeling, doing the next thing, doing the next thing, doing the next thing. And it led to that, and it led to that, and it led to that, and it led to that. Led to that. That's what you just keep doing that.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Great analogy, West Coast to East Coast, right? One turn at a time. You only need to know the path in front of you, and your path of least resistance is just the next step. You know, as she said here, you've already defined what you want typically. I mean, we are redefining and adding to that, but there's so much that you've put in, as she would refer to as your vibrational escrow, right? You've desired it. It's there waiting for you to get into vibrational alignment with it, right? So there's so much there waiting for you to just match up with. And, you know, they said here, we're masters, you know, we're masters at second guessing ourselves. Get ready to receive the impulses. Once you stop that second guessing and you just get in a state to receive impulses and follow them. And you're like, well, which ones do I follow? Right. Well, she gave a great example. Which one do I give more energy to? Which lead do I continue to follow down energetically? I've wanted this since, you know, the girl who wanted to act, who is talking here. I've wanted this since I was a little girl. Okay. What is that? What is packed in there? What is that charged with? It's charged with all kinds of longing and I don't have, and it's time for me to get my due kind of thing, as you know, Abraham broke it down here. And then the other side of the same topic, I just filmed my first commercial. Oh, well, that's a totally different energy, isn't it? It's success. It's what I wanted is here. So what should I focus more on? Right? It's such a great, it makes it so easy. So make statements. I love the advice she gives here. Make statements and see how you feel. And that sort of is in your job, is to kind of sift through that stuff. If something's coming up second guessing yourself, let it go. Stop that. It's just pointless. It's, you know, find this next, because whatever has happened, if you're looking back, if you're second guessing yourself, you're sort of, you know, on something that maybe you've done a lot of times, that's what the case is. There's no point in that. It doesn't serve you in any way, shape or form. But how often are we beating ourselves up about these second guess? Should I have done that? Shouldn't I have done that? It doesn't matter. You're like the snowflake that fell in a certain way. And great, go with that. That it is what it is. What's next? Well, let's see. Let's sift through the thoughts that are popping up and let's learn how to really analyze them and not just be like victim to them, right? Where they're controlling us. We realize we actually control them and we can say, you know, yep, nope, yep, 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 nope, nope. And that's really our job. Instead of this pops up, oh my gosh, this is a thought and I own it and it's me and it's a part of me and I got to accept it and I've got to chase it further and I've got to, you know, double down on it and think it even more. And let me sit here and really contemplate for the next 15 minutes how, you know, fearful I am about this or that happening. And, you know, you don't have to do any of that. That's you're trained in a sense to do that, but you don't have to do that. This is your superpower. you get to say, oh, nope, that's not one that feels good. And my only job is to find the next thought that feels good. That's the best step from here. It's always leading to the next best path for you. Isn't that great to know? I mean, that is what you have to follow. It's not that complex when you understand this technique. And, you know, as she talked about, as you get better at this, you'll move into, you'll follow this. This will be your path, finding your path in this way. And you'll move into a state where every choice you make feels like the right one. And things really start unfolding for you in a way that shows that this is the technique that you want to apply in your life. If they're having thoughts that don't feel good, find a different path. There's infinite paths. The best path is the one that feels good. Your inner being knows the best path for you, and it's going to lead you. You're sort of dancing with your higher self, right? And it is going to meet you halfway. This is your end of the bargain, right? It'll fill in what comes next. You just follow these good feelings. So, another day in paradise. So happy to have the experience to share yet again. And I do have a track to leave you guys with. This one's called Time Traveler with two R's. Traveler. This is by Grizzle Boogie. Awesome song. Love, 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 love you all. Have a wonderful day.
But at that very moment, elsewhere on the base. Shape that takes on human form. Finally crystallizing into focus, revealing itself to be none other than Grizzle.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.